Welcome to the Insurance for Senior Citizens and Long-Term Care audio chapter. In this chapter, we are going to do a quick overview of the key concepts and terms from the chapter. Medicare is federally funded social insurance for people age 65 and older. Individuals who qualify for Social Security Disability, ESRD, end-stage renal disease, or Lou Gehrig's disease also qualify. Medicare is funded by the FICA payroll tax. Medicare is administrated for the Center for Medicaid Services, or CMS. The CMS contracts with private organizations called intermediaries to enroll providers, process claims, and investigate fraud. When Medicare was first introduced, it was composed of hospital and medical coverage only Parts A and B, known as Original Medicare. Since then, it has expanded to offer managed care and prescription drug coverage. The four types of Medicare coverage include Part A, hospital insurance, Part B, medical insurance, Part C, managed care called Medicare Advantage, Part D, prescription drug coverage. Eligibility. Individuals age 65 or older, or those qualifying through disability, ESRD, or Lou Gehrig's disease are eligible for Medicare benefits if they are a legal resident for at least 5 consecutive years and have paid Medicare taxes for at least 10 years. Primary versus secondary. Medicare is the primary payer if the individual is retired. Medicare is secondary if the individual is currently employed and insured under an employer health plan or is in the first 30 months of ESRD. Medicare is also secondary to non-fault insurance, liability, black lung benefits, and workman's compensation. Let's start with Part A, hospital insurance. Medicare Part A provides hospital insurance, which covers inpatient care and some costs associated with skilled nursing, hospice, and home health care. Funding for Part A comes from FICA payroll taxes. Individuals may apply for Part A at age 65 or after a waiting period of 24 months for disability. Part A provides benefits for hospitalization except physician's fees. Days 1 through 60 require a deductible before payment of all approved charges. Days 61 through 90 require daily coinsurance before payment of all approved charges. After day 90, the individual begins to use lifetime reserve days, total of 60 days. Daily coinsurance is required prior to payment of all approved charges. After all lifetime reserve days have been used, the individual pays all costs out of pocket. Part A provides benefits for skilled nursing facilities, SNF, after a 3-day hospitalization. Days 1 through 20, Medicare pays all approved charges. Days 21 through 100 require daily coinsurance before payment of all approved charges. After day 100, the individual is responsible for paying all costs. Other coverages include blood, home health care, hospice care, and respite care. Now let's move on to Part B, medical insurance. Medicare Part B provides medical insurance, which covers physician fees, outpatient care, and preventative care. Part B is funded through monthly premium payments and federal revenue. Individuals covered by Part A are eligible for Part B. Part B requires monthly premiums based on income. Eligible individuals must enroll in Part B during the enrollment periods. Individuals pay an annual deductible and 20% of all covered charges. Medicare pays the remaining 80%. Part B also covers 100% of charges for home health visits and 80% of medical equipment. Part B excludes coverage for private duty nurses, custodial care, home health care after 100 days, cosmetic surgery, the first 3 pints of blood, dental, vision, hearing, acupuncture, chiropractic care, and prescription drugs. Moving on to Part C, managed care, and Part D, prescription drugs. Medicare Part C, Medicare Advantage, provides coverage for Parts A and B, as well as some prescription benefits through private insurers approved by Medicare. The premium is combined for Parts A and B. The individual is eligible for Part C if enrolled in Parts A and B, lives in the service area, and doesn't have ESRD. Individuals may enroll during the initial or general enrollment period. Part C is designed to cover Parts A and B, so an individual cannot have Part C coverage and a Medicare supplement policy. Because Part C has some prescription benefits, individuals who enroll in Part C and D will automatically be disenrolled from Part C. Individuals with ESRD cannot join Part C. Part D, prescription drug coverage. Medicare Part D provides prescription drug coverage and is offered through private prescription drug plans approved by Medicare. individuals must be enrolled in Parts A and B to receive Part D benefits. Part D benefits. Individuals must enroll during the initial or general enrollment period. Part D requires an annual deductible and coinsurance of 25% of covered cost. Now let's look at Medicaid and other plans. Medicaid is a dually funded state and federal welfare program providing health care coverage for individuals with limited incomes. Medicare and Medicaid are dual eligible programs, meaning individuals may qualify and receive benefits from both. To qualify for Medicaid, nursing home, and home health care benefits, the individual must demonstrate lack of means as well as being disabled, blind, or over the age of 65. Medicaid public assistance is for individuals with dependent children or who are blind, disabled, or pregnant. Medicaid provides coverage for physician and nursing services, inpatient and outpatient hospital care, labs and x-rays, home health care, screenings and treatment, family planning, prescriptions, dental, private nursing, glasses, and supplies. Medicaid requires individuals to deplete or spend down resources before receiving benefits. Medicare Savings Programs, or MSPs, receive funds from Medicaid to assist individuals in paying Medicare premiums. Some MSPs pay a portion of Medicare Part A and B deductibles and coinsurance. Supplemental Security Income, or SSI benefits, are monthly income paid by Social Security to individuals with limited incomes, are disabled or blind, or are age 65 and older. SSI is different from Social Security benefits and pays for an individual's food, shelter, and clothing needs. Medicare supplements, or Medigap, help cover costs not paid by Medicare, such as deductibles, coinsurance, and actual charges. Medicare supplements may not duplicate Medicare benefits or result in overinsurance. Medicare Select policies are Medicare supplement policies that are offered on a PPO basis. These policies tend to have lower premiums compared to Medicare supplement policies. Now let's move on to long-term care. Long-term care, or LTC, policies are intended to help individuals with daily activities they are no longer capable of performing themselves. LTC policies must provide coverage for at least 12 months. To be eligible for LTC benefits, the insured must be incapable of performing some of the activities of daily living, or ADLs, such as bathing, dressing, eating, mobility, transferring, toileting, and continence. Most policies require inability to perform at least two ADLs or be cognitively impaired. Many policies have a minimum age of 50 and a maximum age of 89 for eligibility. LTC policies cannot require hospitalization prior to LTC nursing home coverage. Levels of care are the types of care provided by an LTC policy. These include skilled care, intermediate care, custodial residential care, home health care, adult daycare, and respite care. The benefit period for an LTC policy is the maximum period that benefits will be paid to an insured. That's it for this chapter. I want to make sure you read the chapter and take the practice quizzes. The audio supplement is only an overview. Good luck!